Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman.
Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Charles Tilghman, the University of Louisiana.
When we were out at Circa, I'm wearing a Circa cap, by the way, and Charles is joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. A lot of Charles Tilghman jerseys the weekend of the Bears-Raiders game out there at Stadium Swim at Circa. I had a list of 27 different players in Bears history whose jerseys I saw that Sunday morning before the game. And it was pretty awesome to kind of go back down like memory lane with a bunch of great players like Charles.
There's very few players whose careers have left Bears fans with a better taste in their mouth, frankly, in the last, 30, 40 years or so. It's like everything Charles did, he did it at a very high level with a lot of class and grace.
And it's why he should be in the Hall of Fame, and Olin Kreutz should be in the Hall of Fame there with him. Charles Tilghman now joining us here on The Score. What's up, sir? How are you?
Greetings, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We are doing all right, man. Loving the work that you're doing on Marquee. It's great to see you out there applying your trade and being excellent as per usual. And here's why I wanted to bring you on, Charles. My partner, Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
You guys are in the same space when talking about Ben Johnson. And for people who didn't see it on Marquee, what's your opinion of Ben Johnson and what he's done for the Bears as a franchise?
I think he's doing an amazing job. I think he's holding players accountable and he's building a culture of winning. Most people think that athletes know how to win. Most people think that athletes are competitive, but sometimes you have to teach an athlete how to win. Even if you've made it to the highest level, and we'll just call it the NFL, some players have to learn how to win. Some players have to be taught how to win. And it's those little things, those little minute things, the discipline when 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, third down, we need the first down. It's the culture he's building. And he said it in his press conference. It's like, yo, we didn't blink. We got hit in the face and we didn't blink. It's taken time. The Chicago Bears are the Detroit Lions of 3 years ago with Dan Campbell. He is building a culture. He is building a team. He is changing the culture and he is teaching these players how to win. Despite them coming from other teams and other, successful programs, it's a matter of how do I get 53 guys believing in one common goal and having 53 guys playing for their teammate, playing for the other person. You can't want it for yourself. You got to want it for the next man as much as you want it for yourself. You got to play for your brother. You got to play for the man next to you. Mm-hmm. And I think he's doing a hell of a job. With the Chicago Bears this year.
So I agree, and it's music to my ears to hear you liken him to the Lions from 3 years ago. Hell, as an organization, the Lions, you know, it did a lot of things at the top that I had been hoping that the Bears would follow, and they have followed some of those. But so tell us more about, like, how do you get all 53 to want to do it for the brother next to you and for the guy next to you and to kind of get out of your own selfishness? Like, how do you get that across as a head coach?
Well, you got to be able to connect with the players. You can't just go in there and start changing and correcting people. You got to connect before you correct. And I think he's connected with these players. Caleb Williams, he was at the podium and he goes, "I'm excited. I wake up," and now I'm sure some of this is a little extra, but he says, "I wake up excited knowing that Ben Johnson is my coach. I love playing for this guy." I don't think there's not one person in that room that wouldn't run through a wall for Ben Johnson. He is a coach that has the it factor. He was the number one coach available, or he was the number one prospect to become a head coach. And why was that? It's because he has that it factor. The it factor to me is, there's this special characteristic that I can't even describe. It's just this thing that he has. Coach Smith had it. Lovey Smith had the it factor. It's the way he motivates his players, the way he speaks to his players, the way he challenges his players, and the way he just interacts with them. He's a coach, but he's one of the guys. And old guys, young guys, they respect that. They really do.
So I wrote it down, too, when he said it, Charles. Caleb Williams said, quote, "I'm excited every single day that I get to wake up and be coached by him." And it just kind of rolled out of his mouth. Like, damn. Caleb knows the hard coaching is what he needs, and he's also getting the love and everything else. Did you hear Caleb?
Hold on real quick. He also said, "We believe in him. We trust him. We have faith in him."
Yeah.
That's big. That never happened. I know he was only under the last coaching staff for one season, but he never said that. He's only been with them half a season. He said, "We believe in him. We trust him. We have faith in him." Belief, trust, and faith. Those are some powerful words, man.
Yeah, it is, man, for a kid to get there and believe in his coach like that. I also love that he admitted he screwed up. He said on the DeAndre Swift touchdown, he's like, "Oh yeah, I got the play call wrong." Something about that humility from Caleb made me smile. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think people put a lot of stress on the quarterback, and I think quarterbacks put a lot of stress on themselves. I love it. He's accountable. I said it earlier. He's holding players accountable. And for Caleb just to come out, "Hey, I screwed up. That was on me." People appreciate that. People know you're not perfect. We know you're going to make mistakes. I played 13 years. I have never played a perfect game. Never in my life. I always strive for perfection, but I knew I wouldn't get it. I was always chasing it. But that's what makes the good ones great, because they know they're not going to be perfect, but they still strive for that excellence and the perfection all times.
I feel like the Tennessee games, pretty, never mind. Charles Tillman is spending some time with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. I thought about you guys and your teams, Charles, on Monday night. And the reason is, I'm watching the game play out and I'm seeing the takeaways and I'm like, that is a plus one. That's a plus two. That's a plus three. And listening to Lovey Smith for as many years as I listened to him, I knew that the percentage was above 90% when you win the turnover margin by three or more. So watching them play that way and be in a spot to take advantage of the mistakes that Washington made, I was pretty proud of their effort in that game to not fold and think that they were going to lose and find ways to get themselves back in it.
Shout out to Al Harris, Chicago Bears DB coach, former All-Pro, Pro Bowler for that green team. Kevin Byard said, Kevin safety, he said, shout out to Al Harris, because he's always talking about taking the ball away. He always puts it on our mind. He always talks about it. He puts it in the universe. To me, it's no different than when we played. Lovey Smith, Chico, Babich, Wilkes, Hoke, all the coaches, Marinelli, every single coach talked about taking the ball away. It wasn't just the players. It was the coaches preaching it in meetings. It was the players walking around slapping playbooks out of people's hands. It was us doing it every single snap in practice. To me, I'm really not surprised that they got three takeaways. The way Kevin spoke in his interviews, like, we do it all the time in practice. And if you look at the interviews from 04 to 2012 when Lovey was there, we did it all the time. We had takeaways in practice every day. So it's not a surprise that we are top three, top four in takeaways right now, and we're halfway through the season. I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised if we don't lead the league or if we're not the top one, two, top three in takeaways come the end of the season.
I feel like, Charles Tillman, we are seeing a moment for Tyreek Stevenson where he's embracing the opportunity, the responsibility, and showing some growth. But what do you see watching him play corner and hearing him the way that he breaks it down the last 3 weeks or so?
I like growth. I think this week was tough for him because it was a big reminder of him being just young and not being the being locked into the game, making a mistake last year in Washington. And for him to come out, I thought he played well. I think he's playing well, you know, with Jalen Johnson out on IR. This is a prime opportunity for him to say, hey, yeah, I know he's our number one corner, but hey, look at me too. I think this is the perfect opportunity for him to shine and let them know that he is a prime candidate to be the top corner for the Chicago Bears when Jalen is out. And it makes it competitive too. You know, I'm all about the competition within the team. And I this is just a good opportunity for him to showcase his talent, not just for the Chicago Bears, but hey, let the league know. I know our number one corner went out, but I'm the new number one corner, and I'm going to show you. And I love his attitude and how he's responded to that.
I want to get your opinion as a corner on a couple of the offensive players of the Bears. What do you think about Roma Dunze?
I like his afro. Straight cash money, Holmes.
Really good.
Straight cash money.
It looks really good.
That was the
really
first
good.
Thing I saw when I – oh, my God. I love it. No, I like Roma Dunze. I like his style. I like how he plays. I wish he'd have caught the damn ball, but it came out. That would have been an amazing catch he had. I like his style. I think he's growing. I think he's still learning the position, like learning just routes, recognizing coverages a little bit better, getting off jams. You know, he's perfecting his craft every day. I like what I see. DJ Moore, workhorse. Dude's just tough. There isn't a position he can't play, minus maybe I'll say tight end. But throw him in the backfield at running back. He can even throw. He can run. He runs great routes. I just think to me, DJ shows a lot of grit. He's a really tough player. And a lot of times you don't see that in receivers. They're, you know, the prima donnas, like, ooh, I jammed my finger. I can't catch the ball. Nah, he's a dog. I like him. I like him a lot.
What about,
he's a real tough player.
What about Luther Burden Jr.? Because I like that guy with the ball in his hands.
What number is he? He changes his number all the damn time. I don't know who he is. What number is he?
He does. No. He does change his number, and now he's got the number that he wants, which is great. It's number 10.
Yeah, no. I like him. I want to see more of him. I want to see him get the ball more. I want to see him involved in the offense a little bit more. But what I have seen so far, I really do like it. He showed me a lot, and I'm very glad that they were able to draft him and get him. I just want to see more of him because he's a playmaker. When the ball is in his hands, he makes plays.
We had a beautiful moment on yesterday's show talking to your former teammate Matt Forte, okay, Charles? And he said that when he's in a car and he's driving by a field of grass and he sees the space, he just wants to get out and run because he's a running back and he still sees that grass. He's like, oh, man. So I'm wondering for you, like, if you see a ball flying towards you or anywhere in your vicinity, Do you want to get up and just smack it down? Or if you see somebody walking with a loaf of bread, do you punch it out? Like, how does this manifest for you, that muscle memory of being a player in your everyday life?
Only when I'm watching football players. So I help coach at Stevenson on Friday nights with Dub or Spice. We coach his son, my little nephew, Ant.
He's a player.
And watching high school kids play, being on the sideline.
Yeah,
I get it's a tease. It's like, oh my god, get the ball, it's right there. I've been going to England a lot, and I've been going to Loughborough, England, and I've been helping the NFL Academy these young international kids. And in Europe, play football, and they're amazing kids. And teaching them the game of football, and coaching and helping them, I get excited about that. And there might have been a time or two where we're at a drill, and I'm walking by a player, and I just punch it out like last minute. So
I told you, Speaks.
It's something that just it never leaves. It's I know I'll never get a forced fumble in a football game, but it's still on my mind. I still do it.
Charles, we're coming up on Halloween. Can you tell the Bob Babbage story without cussing?
I'll try.
Okay.
I'm a prankster, and I love to scare people. Scaring people is my joy. It's my happy place. So Todd Johnson and I, we're in our third year. Me, Babbage, Todd Johnson, we all live on the same block. Environ Circle in Lake Bluff, Illinois. We all lived at this address or this little subdivision, the Sanctuary. Well, I get this costume. First off, I'm a huge fan of Step Brothers, John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell. And there's a scene in the movie where it might be John C. Reilly's in his underwear and a collar shirt. And he's got this Chewbacca mask on, right? So I'm a big rich kid. So I was like, ooh, I want that mask. So I buy the mask. I buy the whole costume. I'm scaring people, you know, people around the house. And I was like, oh, I'm going to scare Babbage. I called Todd. We walk over to his house. And I just said, hey, I called his wife and said, let me know when he comes home. She calls me. She lets us know when he comes home. And we're sitting on the side of his house. And the garage door goes open. Todd Johnson has the camera. And he's recording. And I run up to Babbage as he sticks his key in the door and he's about to go inside. And I just jump up and go. And it's probably about 11 o'clock at night. He had no clue. And he just kind of, oh, snap, let me cancel that. Sorry. Are we still there, guys? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yes, sir.
He still got okay. You.
Yeah. So I jump up and go, and he screams and just goes, ah! Scared the you-know-what out of him, and it was just one of my all-time greatest scares. It was a whole lot of fun. He hated me. I mean, he was really mad. He was really mad. Then we took the film to work the next day. My guy, Dan Toohey, the greatest film guy in the business, he doctored up some Michael Myers music, and yeah, man, the rest is history.
Was your mask movie quality? Like, was it good? High quality.
Hell yeah. I can say hell, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hell, yeah. It was movie. It was like $700. I paid a lot of money for this thing.
That is
that joint was, hey, when I go scare people, as a matter of fact.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, it's in the room? See, now we're getting somewhere.
This is beautiful for all the people that are watching on YouTube and watching on Twitch. When our guys are like, hey, I have props, and they can go and get their props, it's a very, very cool thing to have happen. And you can see all the cool stuff that he's got in the background, pictures of the kids, the nice helmet, and every. Oh, all right, is he gonna put the mask on?
Because
that would
time.
Be hilarious if can that's you, the case.
Alex, 30 seconds, guys!
Oh, we got you. We're fine.
Alex,
don't worry.
Can you patch in Bob Babbage, please? Let's just go ahead.
I love Bob Babbage, too. He used to make me laugh. Now, I do have a friend that did not like his experience with Bob Babbage. Our buddy Joshua Perry did not. Ben, you want to know why he didn't like his experience with Bob Babbage?
Why is that?
Because when Joshua came into the league and he was playing linebacker for the Chargers, guess who Bob Babbage would always talk about?
Oh, Briggs and Urlacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really live up to that
Compton,
if you're not
those guys.
Yeah, you got right? It makes it difficult.
You got no shot at that point.
This is why I love Charles, by the way.
It's a $700 Chewbacca mask.
Well, no, this isn't the Chewbacca mask. It's Michael Myers. Had to go, well, I've done the Chewbacca thing now, so I'm just trying to, Michael Myers, Black Michael Myers, baby.
You wouldn't put on, the Michael Myers outfit, too.
Yeah. I'm not Michael Myers, though. I'm Willie Myers. My name, Willie.
He literally, he went ahead and, is that a onesie? Is that the full-on onesie?
I got to get my cornrows in this thing. I gotta switch it up. They call me Willie Myers.
From Englewood.
Oh, my
From
God.
From Englewood. Yeah, I can't be Willie Myers living in damn Lake Bluff, Lake Forest, Liberty. I can't be that up here. I got to be somewhere black.
There's something about scaring the bejesus out of each other that keeps a family close. Me and my wife do it all the time. And with my 13-year-olds, just scare the hell out of each other walking around the house.
So, have you seen, there's a dad who runs in his, I think it's like, a, they got like a three-bedroom condo. And this guy runs around the house. He hides under his kids' beds. He's in closets. He is everywhere. He terrorizes his kids.
Yeah.
He is my idol. I love this dude.
It builds
he is my
trust.
Idol. I want to be just like him when I get older.
You can do it, Charles.
Well, you're on the road to doing it. Charles, we appreciate you jumping
I even
on
got
the
to
show.
Fake, look,
there
I,
it
look,
is.
I,
there it is. There it is.
I even got a fake tooth.
Oh, Lord. He is ready for Halloween. There's no doubt about it. That is a man.
I'm so ready. It's my favorite. They need to make it a holiday.
It is. It's America's best holiday, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it is.
It is.
Yes.
Open up the government. Make Halloween a federal holiday.
Maybe is that priority one? I can think of a couple others.
Well, priority one Charles is opening too. Up the government.
Yeah.
Priority two is making Halloween a federal holiday.
Well, and then we could all have candy and have a good time, and it would be great.
Who doesn't love Halloween? Minus your overly religious person, because they think it's goons and goblins. I'm not a goblin. Michael Myers was not a goblin. He was a really nice dude.
And he got turned evil by those kids. It's a sad story played out for Michael
just
Myers.
Slightly.
Very
just
sad.
Slightly.
Charles, thanks for jumping on the show today.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Charles.
Wait. Do we Twitch? What's the Twitch? How does Twitch thing work?
Well, we're on Twitch right now. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And we're also on YouTube right now, The Score's YouTube page. So the people that are on those can see you.
So when you Twitch, it's just streaming, right?
Yeah.
But it's just live YouTube, right?
Yes. We are doing both, actually.
It's everywhere. You are everywhere right now.
If we weren't on the radio too, then we could have a real conversation where we could cuss and stuff. But since we're on, because there are no rules with the streaming, but since we're also on radio, we have to still play it by the rules of the FCC.
I got it. Oh, didn't nobody worry about the FCC. That one dude was on the chairman of the FCC? What's his name?
Well, a lot of people were worried, and Jimmy was one of the people that was real worried about what was going on with the FCC. And we don't have Jimmy money.
What's the dude's name, though? The main guy.
I forget. Brendan Carr, says Alex.
Yeah, ain't nobody worried about that clown. He ain't doing nothing to nobody.
Charles is going to get us in
Brandon
trouble.
Carr, I dare you to take our show down. I dare you. I triple dog double dare you.
Oh, God.
I'm going to come scare you real good.
In a Michael Myers mask.
I'm going to go back with Chewbacca. For Brandon Carr, I'm going to get the real Chewbacca and scare the you-know-what out of him.
He's 7 feet tall.
7 feet tall.
All right, Charles.
I'm going to be Leon Baca. That's what I'm going to be. Leon. Leon Baca.
Willie Myers, Leon Baca.
His cousin. From Chatham. Leon Baca. Chewy, we got to go get your cousin.
It's a lot of
Leon
time.
From Chatham. It
takes a lot of time to straighten that hair just to fit
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. I'm going to get some cornrows.
Yeah. A lot of work in the chair.
Chewy, your cousin's got cornrows. He's got an afro like Roma Dunze.
Straight cash money, homie. Straight cash money.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
We will do our best.
That's my first Twitch. I've never been on Twitch before. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, the score audience.
How many people are Twitching us right now, or watching us right now? Twitching us. I'm stupid.
They are Twitching
us. How many people are Twitching?
It's like 400 people watching us on Twitch, and then even more on YouTube.
So do Twitch talk to y'all? Do they like?
Yes, chat room.
Is it like a chat thing to the right or left of the screen?
Yes.
The people who are usually playing video games and trash talking each other instead come and hang out with us on Twitch and trash talk each other.
Is anybody trash talking me right now?
No, everyone loves you.
Who would dare do that?
What's the comment? Remy, give me a comment. What's the Twitch comment?
I love Peanut so much.
Peanut, this guy says, Peanut, you are the GOAT.
Get in here, Charles. Yep. Mob member. Peanut, you're going to be. Our listeners call themselves the Mob.
Mob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Mob. Okay. Johnny? So, one thing I do know about the streaming, though, is when I learned this from Dub. When you live stream, it's cool to read. Like people's handles or something like that to like give them a quick shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kumar, right? Kumar Tronic says, let's go. Like
let's
that.
Go, Kumar. Give me some more.
Chloe 12 says, fantastic Chewy impression.
Yeah, it was a high
thank
quality.
You, Chloe. Appreciate you.
Chloe, I wonder
is that what? Chris Chloe?
Yeah, well,
that, if it is was that a guy or girl?
If it was Chris Chloe, then he would outkick his coverage and Devin would run back a. Punt for a touchdown.
Yes, he would.
And then he would get mad at me for saying it, even though that's exactly what used to happen. But by the way, hey, am I crazy or did Josh Blackwell use the Charles Tillman field goal block a couple weeks ago? That's the play you used to run.
It is. I like it. You know what, though? Back to football real quick. Special teams in the entire NFL has been amazing. Specifically field goal block.
Yes.
I don't know what these special team coaches are doing or saying to their players, but I friggin' love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I absolutely love it.
It's bringing excitement
back to the game of special teams. We need this. Mm-hmm. Keep blocking kicks. It is fun to see. I'm loving every minute of it.
So
I'm loving every minute of it.
A texter from the 815 says, literally my favorite interview ever. Gotta love Charles. 260 texter says, Charles, the leader that we need. 630 texter says, Charles is the best. 516 texter says, love this guy.
309 texter says, this conversation is over when Charles says it's over.
I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Why don't y'all read their whole numbers? Why y'all just going 312?
Well, we don't want to read their everybody. Old. And that gets into doxing people, and we don't want to do that. But we do appreciate them texting the show, and it's pretty much, you know. But this is what it is. Like, this is what would happen on the nighttime show. This is what happens on the TV show.
It's what happened last time.
And this is what happened last
time.
That's
how it goes. He's going to give us time. He wants real time. We understand.
Yeah, he likes to talk to people.
Yeah.
If y'all go use me, damn it, use me.
It's true. And you are.
This ain't no quick hookup. This ain't no wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. This is, y'all going to see me. We going to be talking. So, this ain't no quick 10 minutes and I'm out. No, we talking.
It's no quickie. This is a tantric interview. Numbers. Yeah.
Y'all coming over. We going to talk. We going to have some good conversations. We married now. We in it. We in it now. I'm walking out of here with something.
From around the way. I'm leaving with
around
something.
Around the way.
All right, Charles.
He didn't get that, but you did.
I didn't get it. That's right.
All right, Charles.
But I smiled. That's smiled, though.
Tell Lawrence, you got it.
I definitely got
Come
it.
Come on. Fill me in. Invite me to the barbecue.
No, it's Denzel.
You wouldn't have been invited to the barbecue because you didn't get that quick quote that I just did.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'll show you the video during the break, but it's Denzel Washington and Jamie Foxx talking about awards and that sort of thing.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay,
sad.
Man.
I'm sorry, Charles.
We still cool. Yeah. We still people.
But at least Charles and I bonded over Ben Johnson. He's a superstar coach. He's a superstar.
If I'm not mistaken, though, the things that I'm saying, you're basically agreeing with and saying the same things.
Yeah, yeah. I've been saying he's a superstar. The way that he connects with them, the way that he teaches humility, he teaches strength and leadership. He's making Caleb a better leader because he is. Like I'm seeing the personality trickle down from coach to quarterback and all the players, and it's exciting as hell to see them. Doing this.
And it's genuine.
Yes, yes.
It's real genuine. It's not, it's his job, but I truly wholeheartedly believe that Ben Johnson, he really does care about his team. Yeah, he's getting paid well, but he also really does care about all his players and his coaches.
Yeah, I got it on good authority that he's a real dude, and that's what it seems like.
Hey, Charles, you want to hear a funny story about my partner, Matt Spiegel?
Absolutely.
All right, so
how can we embarrass him? Go for it.
You'll get a kick out of this. So Spiegs is a musician. He did a great job of singing the national anthem in the Cubs game back in August. Like, it was really, really wonderful. But he has a band now called Tributosaurus. He used to have a band called Brother Brother that he did with his brother.
Yes.
And then he was getting interviewed by the Defender, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they invited him for an interview because the band was called Brother Brother.
Uh-huh.
And then he showed up.
I showed up at the Chicago Defender, world-class African-American legendary newspaper. And they said, oh, hello, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm here for my band, for Brother Brother. And they said, oh, do you have a press pack? And I handed them a press pack. They looked at the photo of 10 white people. And they're like, all right, thanks so much for coming in. So it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
See, they thought he was a brother, and then they were like, no, it's actually Brother. ER.
Yes.
Hey.
It's our bad. It's our bad.
That's kind of funny. That's actually, what's my man's name? Common did a remake. Common borrowed his song. When you need, I will be by your side. There was a light that shines special for you and me. The original singer of that. Bobby
Caldwell.
That everyone thinks is black until he would show up on stage.
Everybody thought Bobby Caldwell was a brother. You and Bobby got something in common.
Oh, that's nice. I'll hold on to that. I'll go to my grave with that one.
Yes, you and Bobby Caldwell have something in common. R.I.P. Bobby. But that's, everyone thought he was black.
Charles, we got to go or we're going to get fired.
Yeah. You almost did.
That's
it.
Okay.
Almost.
No, it's not. Okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Okay. In 10 seconds, read me a couple more texts. I want to hear from the people.
Charles, you're breaking up. I'm so sorry. The signal. Charles, gentlemen, I got it. Go.
All right. This guy says peanut rules. And this guy says, now it's a 30-minute segment of commercials that's getting ready to happen on the other side. And they're right.
Nobody care about those damn commercials. The people want to hear us talk.
That's how we
Why
get
do we need commercials?
That's how we get paid. That's how
Why
we get
do we
paid.
Need commercials? We get paid off of people listening.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to do this to Cole next week on Marquee. Don't let them break.
Well, that's live TV. I can't do that.
This is live radio.
But it's radio.
The disrespect. You just levied disrespect against the house, Charles.
Come on.
It's radio.
What? That is it.
But this is what we do. This is what we do.
Cut him off right now.
The ratings are down. You guys are, your ratings are doing this.
Yeah, but they've been doing that since we became a team. Can I get some? That's what I'm talking
about. We'll send you the December book. Yeah,
it'll be a good thing.
I like that. Okay. Touche, brother. All right, I'm out. I will say no less.
See you soon, Charles. Thank you.
All right. See you,
man. Y'all have a good one.
There's nothing better than when that guy's on the radio.
Wow.
We'll figure out what the hell we're going to do next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So now we're leaving. I'm leaving without the Oscar, right? But as I'm leaving, I see the back of where they're doing the meal ready, the food ready for the governor's ball.
Yeah, yeah.
I see a big tray. I'm like, I'm leaving here with something. You know what I mean? I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with something.
So that's where that comes from.
Understood. See?
And this is the song that Charles referenced.
See, there you go.
And a texter just said, I just learned that Bobby Caldwell is white. Mind blown. Here's the thing. It happens every year. Every year it's a, wait, Bobby Caldwell was white?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole thing that happens. There's a lot of people that don't remember Tina Marie being white.
Well, thank you for whiteboarding that, or I should say, blackboarding that.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Taking care of that. Amidst the joy and the chaos with Charles Tillman was some really good stuff about Ben Johnson and what he sees in terms of a culture being built by a man who knows what a good culture being built is all about.
Yeah, and I mean, they had to go through it in those first couple of years before things started to really pop. And Olin talks about this a lot. Like, it started to you could feel it in like 2005, and you had the truth telling of Mike Brown to kind of kick things off when that team didn't start off as well as they thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there you build and you build and you build, and you find yourself in a Super Bowl.
This is why, you know, why Kevin Byard, like a player who has actually been somewhere where the culture was built and it worked very well in terms of building a good team and a good program, when he speaks on it and has spoken on it and speaks on it moving forward, it carries some weight. You do know what that can look like, and it comes with the honesty, like Mike Brown being honest, and in this case, Ben Johnson needing to be honest to Caleb Williams, and then Caleb being honest with himself, and all of that. So it feels more genuine than just blowing smoke.
It's pretty great, and we appreciate that you guys appreciated the hit with Charles. He's always a lot of fun, and he loves doing that.
Clearly,
so.
Clearly. Big Cubs news day. Jed Hoyer spoke this morning. We played some early, and I'm going to play some more in the 4 o'clock hour, middle of the 4 o'clock hour. Jed alluding to the 2027 offseason quite a bit.
Yeah,
today.
We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about the fact of, do we need to move when the Bears Stadium thing is going to happen back until Carter's 2032 season?
An Illinois politician who has been on this show before has made some news in trying to make the Bears be accountable for some stuff as an organization.
We'll talk about that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes. Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
You know, the more that we think about that, it's going to be very easy for him to move dirt around. If we only hold him to the letter of what it is that he said, he can pick up some dirt and throw it over his shoulder.
Yeah, and I think that might be the limits to what is accomplishable, what is possible. This year, they pivoted. We watched them pivot a few months back from the Chicago Dalliance to, oh yeah, we are going to do the thing in Arlington Heights. But what they have never really done is engage state government in the conversations about what they're asking for. So now they're playing catch up and it's not really going very well.
And the thing is that we talked with Cam Buckner, what, maybe 2 months ago as the pivot was beginning?
I think longer even, but anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
And he was saying like, yeah, that's cool and all, but we still haven't heard from them.
Yeah, and there's only this one little session that's left.
And they're running out. It's like 4 days left, right?
Yeah.
Like they're running out of time to get something done. And the fact that they still haven't, I'm a little bit bothered, to tell you the truth, that they still haven't figured out the politics of this.
Yeah, well, Kevin Warren seems to have gone city first, and it kind of backfired in terms of this. We'll see what he can do. But Cam Buckner has launched an entire bill. It's called
the Cam Bill.
It's the Stadium Transparency and Responsible Spending Act. And it is in the state legislature, and they're trying to get it passed, requiring Illinois sports franchises to do a number of different things, including reimburse schools, libraries, and emergency services for lost property taxes due to stadium deals.
Yeah, Cam wants the debt on Soldier Field paid. He wants that paid. He wants to make sure that there is going to be money for other stuff and that the Bears are going to pour in. And what the Bears have asked, at least
what we think we know about their ask on this Arlington Heights thing is we're going to build it. What we need is infrastructure help. That, by the way, just from my estimation, your feelings can be different. I don't think that that's a big deal. I do think that anytime there's going to be something, a project this massive, where you're trying to ship people in, you're going to have to extend Route 53. You're going to have to work with Metra on doing more and advancing that Metra stop. So I'm not surprised that they would ask for infrastructure dollars from the state. They're going to need that. And in a lot of cases, J.B. Pritzker has said, yeah, if it's an infrastructure thing, there is some common ground there. But what they've seemingly asked for is about $1 billion.
And the way that they've asked for it is that they're assuming that just because they're the Bears,
they're going to get it.
They're going to get it because the state is going to roll over, and the state is already showing it's not going to roll over. Cam Buckner was on WBBM
today. Our sister station.
Yeah. And, Tanny, let's play the third one, where he says that things have slowed down, not because of the state, but because of the Bears.
I think it's already slowed. I think the Speaker, the Governor, the Senate President have been very clear about where they are on this. This is not on the priority list of anyone but the Bears organization. But once again, I have welcomed the conversation. Hopefully this continues the conversation. I've welcomed and asked for George McCaskey himself to come to Springfield and make the case. As I said previously, Jerry Reinsdorf found a way to come down to Springfield last year to have a conversation. We've not had that from the Bears yet. And so this is super urgent to them, and they should follow suit and have that conversation in public with the people who are elected to represent the people of Illinois.
At least Jerry knew that they mattered, that you had to go and do that part. And for the Bears to not seemingly understand that is really kind of amateurish.
Look, we've been talking about this as Kevin Warren is kind of fixer. You know, you bring him in because of look at what he did in Minnesota, look at what he's done for the Big Ten. That, by the way, there are people at the Big Ten that in the wake of him leaving were very happy that he left. I think that this is still an issue of still not understanding the moves on the chessboard. The fact that you have constituencies that have different feelings. It's not a monolith. The people that represent Chicago, and Cam's district has Soldier Field in it, the people in Chicago feel differently than the people in the suburbs. The people in the suburbs feel differently about the people that are outside the collar counties. The people who are south in this state, they might not care about the Bears at all. So trying to tie all of that stuff in a bow to get the money that you need, I think has been a misstep by them.
Well, and this dovetails with the overall philosophy slowly changing in America, as evidenced by what happened in Kansas City a couple years ago, of like, hey, it's your money, you come up with it. You find a way. And frankly, it's what the Ricketts did. They ended up coming up with their own money. They got some tax breaks on the back end, and they got it furthered relationships, but they had to come up with a lot of their own money through themselves or through friends and colleagues, and the Bears are probably going to have to do a lot of that.
And what the Cubs can have on their, if they're talking to everyone around the state, and granted, there's a bunch of Cardinal fans south in this state, but they have the number one tourist attraction in the state. Wrigley Field is the number one tourist attraction in the state. They actually can say, no, we actually have data that says that our place is going to be a place that people are going to visit on the regular, and they didn't get the money.
You know what's got a chance to be the number one tourist attraction eventually? Indulgence Avenue, right down here on Michigan Ave.
It's already doing it.
With Nutella and Stans and Garrett's and Rainbow Cone
and Nando's.
Cinnabon and Ann's pretzel. Like, oh, it's all there.
The Bears may never lose again, so we may never get down there, sadly.
Well, we got to eat down through
for the
Indulgence Avenue.
Sweetener.
Yeah, exactly.
Cholesterol getting higher.
It's about time.
Blood, sugar,
can I do victory hitting. Chicken next time?
You want to do it?
I want to volunteer for it. I got a good spot.
You're hired.
Here's the thing.
Alex, you're hired.
You pick the place, but we're not going to ask you to pay. That's not how this works. The person who makes the least amount of money shouldn't be fitting the bill for food items.
I can't believe you just outed Alex like that.
He's the new guy. The new guy makes less.
New guy! What's up?
And new guys shouldn't have to pay for chicken. Honestly, none of us should have to pay for chicken. But new guy definitely shouldn't have to pay for chicken. Mm. So you tell us.
Yeah, and then we'll cover it.
And we'll cover it.
We can Venmo, though. You can run and get it, though. That's fine.
No, you're definitely getting it.
Yeah, I will get it. I'll pay for it. It's okay.
Yeah, we're going to pay for it. That is ridiculous. Expensive. That is absolutely ridiculous. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Jason Leisure. I only do the show for you, Speaks. When we come back, Jason Leisure is going to join us. We'll talk with him about the goings-on up at Hallis Hall. It's next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.